We are either the bravest or the dumbest band in the world. I'm not sure which, but yeah, we just did a few days of rehearsal. We decided to start it off in front of 25,000 people and see what happens.
97X Icons from the 97X Archives.
We got in a band to really make a difference in the world.
I'm committed to 30 Seconds to Mars in a very, very deep way.
One-on-one with the biggest names in alternative music. Episode 4, Mike Mills of REM.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is distilled from corn and certified gluten-free. In the mid-90s, Tito Beverage built his very own micro-distillery in Austin, Texas, and put his life savings into it. He continues to produce award-winning, smooth American vodka on the same land where it all started, over 20 years later. Tito's has won the unanimous Judges' Choice Double Gold Medal at the World Spirits Competition, among many other awards. Visit us at titosvodka.com for recipes, videos, and more of Tito's story. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas, crafted to be savored responsibly. Hey, it's Sam, and welcome back to the 97X Icons podcast. Today, we've dug deep in the 97X vault and pulled out an interview we did with Mike Mills of REM March 8th, 2008. Now, this interview happened backstage before the band's performance at 2008 Langerado, and also on the lineup that year were bands like 311, The Roots, Beastie Boys, Modest Yahoo, Ben Folds, and of course, REM. Now, at this point, they were just weeks away from releasing what would be their 14th, if you can believe it, 14th studio album, Accelerate, which would also turn out to be their second to last album. We kind of got in with them because at the time we were spinning their single Supernatural Super Serious. And during this interview, which happened with Shark, our jock at the time, he answered questions about their new music, how it sounded different, and shared a prediction for the 2008 election. And if you listen closely, you'll see it was right.
So welcome to Sights and Sounds at 97xonline.com. Mike Mills from REM.
Yes, hello.
Wow. Now, we find ourselves at Langerado, a festival that brings you guys back out on the road. Now, when was the last date you guys did?
I have no idea. I think it's been, I mean, about
it's been a while,
two
right?
and a half years. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So you're literally playing for the first time tonight in that stretch of time.
Yes, we are. We are either the bravest or the dumbest band in the world. I'm not sure which, but yeah, we just did a few days of rehearsal. We decided to start it off in front of 25,000 people and see what happens.
So this is going to kind of start a tour, and as you go into this tour, the set list, old stuff, a lot of new stuff. What are you thinking?
Well, it's interesting. This is actually the start of a more of a promo tour. We have this show. We're playing Stubbs in Austin, Austin City Limits, and then we're going to Europe and doing mostly TV and press and interviews with like two shows, one at the Royal Albert Hall. So it's not an actual playing tour. Mm-hmm. It's more of a press and promo tour with some live shows mixed in. As far as the set list, we are doing probably 8 songs off the new record, mm-hmm. Mixed in with things from all over the period. Mm-hmm. Just things we like to play, things that we thought would fit. You know, you have a set and you try to picture how it's going to flow when you write it down, and you never really know. So we'll play it tonight. We'll probably end up tweaking it before the next show.
So you said Stubbs, not a very big venue. REM going to a venue like that, is that like take you, you know, back to almost the roots?
You know, it's bigger than I thought. I thought it was only about 1,000 people, but somebody said it's 2,800. I was there before. I don't remember it being that big, but that's what they tell me. No, it's we play small shows, we play big ones. We don't look backwards, back to roots, whatever that is. You know, we play for as many people as they'll fit in the joint, and that's what we do.
So moving forward, Accelerate's out the 1st of April. That's pretty cool. Or in case you see this afterwards, it's out now.
Right.
But in the I hear words more that this is guitar driven. This is a very guitar driven record. I read that today, as a matter of fact.
Certainly it is. Peter and I both we talked about it and decided we were just going to write on electric guitar. Mm-hmm. There is one song on acoustic guitar, I think, but it's a bit of an older song that we sort of resurrected. Mm-hmm. But everything else is pretty much electric guitar oriented, electric guitar originated, and electric guitar driven. It was, you go through your career, long or short as it may be, and sometimes you just get tired of doing things a certain way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at a certain one point, Peter got tired of playing electric guitar, and we ended up doing things that became out of time and automatic for the people.
Right.
We decided to have some fun with keyboards. We did that for a couple of records, and now we've just decided it's time to make more electric noise again.
That's cool. Two more things. I hear that Michael injured himself somehow. I read that today. He was on crutches in New York City.
He was briefly on crutches. He had some sort of go-kart mishap. I wasn't there, so but he seems to be pretty good now. So
awesome. And finally, since this is a band that has never shied away from the political forum, pre-election prediction.
Well, I can't make a prediction. I personally would like to see Obama win. I think he probably offers the best hope for some real difference making in Washington. But, you know, if Hillary gets in there, at least it'll be better than certainly the last 8 years.
Awesome. Mike Mills, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Shark.
Sights and Sounds at 97xonline.com.
And there you go. Mike Mills of REM. That was March 8th, 2008. Now, that performance they did that day at Langerado would end up being their last performance ever in Florida. They continued to tour the rest of that year. Their last show was 2008 in Mexico City. The band officially broke up in 2011 with each of the members going on to do solo projects. But in the 30 years they were together, REM sold more than 90 million albums worldwide, won 3 Grammy Awards, and were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they're considered by many in the industry to be one of the most pivotal bands in the creation and development of the alternative rock genre. I mean, Kurt Cobain, Radiohead, Pearl Jam, and tons more consider REM as their big influences. So there is absolutely no doubt that Mike Mills and REM are 97X icons. Thanks for joining us for a look back today into 97X history, and join us each episode as we highlight a 97X icon. Tito's Handmade Vodka is distilled from corn and certified gluten-free. In the mid-90s, Tito Beverage built his very own micro-distillery in Austin, Texas, and put his life savings into it. He continues to produce award-winning smooth American vodka on the same land where it all started, over 20 years later. Tito's has won the unanimous judges' choice double gold medal at the World Spirits Competition, among other awards. Visit us at titosvodka.com for recipes, videos, and more of Tito's story. 80-proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
97X Icons is a presentation of 97X. Hosted by Sam. Edited by Anthony Minotti. 97X is a CXR station.